Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This segment of 105 Through the Fan is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that, Reed, Trevor the Creator. This is Fan After Dark, kind of a abbreviated intro. Why? Because, well, another huge trade in the city of Dallas in less than 7-8 months after the NBA world was turned on its head when Nico Harrison said, hey, let's go ahead and move Luka Doncic. Jerry Jones said, look, I'm no stranger to making moves. We're going to switch things up a little bit. And wasn't in the difference between him and Nico. Jerry said, no. Let's go ahead and do this press conference in primetime. I want this on NFL Network, and I want all the smoke, and I'm going to give you all the answers, whether you like them or not, and whether or not you can interpret half of what I said. But we're kind of in the afterglow of what has been another huge day here in the DFW. I'm Fred. That's the phenom himself, Mr. Blake Elliott. And Blake, your initial thoughts after what you heard from Jerry Jones today?
It was a little tough to listen to. He definitely wanted the smoke, though. That was for sure. Calling out reporters.
Wanted all of it.
Talking about their writing.
Wanted all of it.
And if it was not clear, Jerry Jones hears everything we say. And yes, I'm not saying does. We as in me and Fred. I'm saying we as a sports community.
We as
community.
In media.
He hears
local
everything.
And national.
Local, national, popular Twitter post, photos of Micah, banter about Micah.
Pictures, you memes, you name it, he's seen it.
And this has been a almost like a folklore since anybody who's covered the Cowboys or followed or been a fan of the Cowboys that, you know, Jerry Jones, every day when his day starts, gets a stack of papers of stuff written about him, whether it's about the Cowboys, whether it's about Micah, him himself, Steven. Hey, this is being said about you. Now, some people can dispute that. Some people can say it's true or not. I'm not in Jerry Jones's office, so I can't say that's true or not. I don't know. But this proves credence kind of to that fact that nothing is said without Jerry hearing it. And, you know, Lucius was kind of joking around earlier today on G-Bag talking about Gavin Dawson spearheading this when he had his one-on-one with Stephen Jones and said how the agents are getting over your head, Jerry. How does that feel that the agents keep winning on you? And while...
Well, he said that to Stephen, right?
Yeah, said that to Stephen. Now, why... Excuse me. Well, I think that is a lot.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A little tongue-in-cheek that our boy Gavin Dawson spearheaded that. I think some of it is true that Gavin Dawson's not the only person that's probably told Stephen and Jerry to their face and or through social media and pictures, whatever, that these agents are getting over on you, and they probably have had enough and said, hey, we are losing. Everyone talks about us losing. We got this Netflix documentary. They start going down memory lane when we used to win and make gutsy trades. And said, you know what,
Micah? All about risk.
You know what, Micah? You're great and all, but all this offseason distraction, all of this, they're trying to change the narrative. Now, I will get to my take maybe here, maybe later, but I'll kind of tease it. I think this might be somewhat of a lose-lose trade for both teams. So we'll dive more into it as we get through the show.
All right, we've got a lot to get to. And, of course, right now our schedule, you know, our clock is a little wonky right now because obviously with Jerry going long. So here's the deal. Let's just go ahead and set up what we're about to do here over the next hour, hour and a half. We're going to go to break again, like I said, because we're kind of thrown off a little bit with the timing of the press conference. But, again, a lot of good stuff there. And we're going to replay parts of it. We got our boy Jet Nelson in the back cutting things up. So if you missed it, we're going to play some of the because he look, take nothing away from Jerry. And look, I get it at his age. It's easy to say, oh, look at what he's saying. He's this, he's that. I'll tell you what, Jerry dropped some bombs today. All right. As far as why this trade went down. And more importantly, I thought some of the things he said about what they're going to do next was quite poignant. So we're going to hear about that here in a little bit as well. But when we come back, we'll give you kind of our full thoughts on what we heard today. 8 o'clock, Tolo's on the telephone. All right. This is your chance. Now that you've had a chance to hear what Jerry had to say, it's time for you to sound off. At 8:20 p.m. Peter Bukowski from Locked On Packers. He's going to join us. What's the news in Green Bay right now? A little fair or foul Cowboys style, of course, and we might even get a little of a Mr. Blake Elliott Bob style fair or foul. We'll see how that plays out. 9 o'clock, RJ Ochoa from Blogging the Boys. He's efforting to join us. He's got a lot on his plate. A lot of these Cowboy reporters, as you might imagine, have a lot on their plate right now. And, of course, 9:20, same thing, extra credit, and then plenty to get into in the final hour. You know we got some top five going on as well. Coming up next, though, let's give you a little bit more thought on what the latest and greatest is. And hey, by the way, Kenny Clark might be the greatest run stuffer in the history of the National Football League. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark. Welcome back in, Fan After Dark, on a Thursday night and day after the Rangers put up the most runs we've seen in God knows how long. Guess what? We'll get to you later, Bruce. We'll get to you later. Why? Because just when you thought...
He never sleeps. He's on the phones.
The money never sleeps. Hustle never sleeps.
Do we believe him that this trade like came together today? Because that's kind of what he alluded to. They've had the idea of trading Micah the whole spring, but as far as the Packers, what it's going to be was just today.
No. I think this has been. I mean, look, the Packers came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, we remember this is Ricky Scott.
No, this was. This was Jerry saying, all right, let's get this done.
Because I'll tip my hat to you. You said he's getting traded kind of when the first initial stuff came up, and he was not when he was sitting out like that first week in Oxnard, but just when stuff kept trekking along, you're like, this is trending towards him getting traded. And I didn't want to believe it. I think I was with a lot of Cowboy Nation. I was like, he's not going to get traded. It's Jerry playing hardball. I talked about the other contracts that took forever with the Cowboys, CD, Dak, whatever, Zeke.
I wasn't sure if he was going to get traded. I will say this. What you and I talked about the other day was I didn't expect him to be around week one. I thought this holdout was going to last a little bit longer because what you and I talked about earlier in the week, and welcome to all the fatties and tolos out there, and again, welcome into 105.3 The Fan. Breaking news today, and of course, nobody's kept you better locked and local better than 105.3 The Fan has. Your home for your Dallas Cowboys is obviously the big news today that one Mr. Micah Parsons has been traded to the Green Bay Packers, two first-round picks, a 2026 and a 2027, along with three-time Pro Bowler Kenny Clark. Is going to be your newest Dallas Cowboy. But what I had told Blake when he and I were chit-chatting earlier in the week was, I said, look, you're not keeping this many defensive ends if
Micah Parsons is coming back week one.
Yep.
All right. Especially for a team that is as devoid of talent as it is on that defensive tackle front. Okay.
There's been a lot of roster moves. Is James Houston still on the 53?
Oh, absolutely. James Houston ain't going anywhere.
Just making sure.
Hold on. What you got?
Hey, guys. I got Bobby Belt calling on the hotline.
Go ahead.
Would you guys like to talk to Bobby Belt?
Reel him in.
We'll tell him to make it quick. We only got a few minutes. What you got, Bobby Belt?
You know I'm nothing if not quick. You've heard
that. Oh, I have heard that. Are we eating cereal afterwards?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see. I mean, after that sell job of Kenny Clark, that sounds like
you might have to, right?
Bobby,
I think we're getting Dexter Lawrence. I think they just got the names mixed up.
You know, that's the interesting thing. That was the most interesting aspect of it. I'm literally just pulling out of the Star right now.
Okay.
Is like when you're sitting there and you hear them. I was expecting. Look, we tried. And we tried to make it work, and they didn't want to play ball. And like I was expecting that sort of messaging. I was not expecting the opening of this to be, guys, this is all about Kenny Clark.
Yeah.
Which was the way they decided to take it, which I think they're saying a lot by not saying the things we expected them to.
Let me ask you this, Bobby. Let me ask you this, because I said this earlier today on 1080. Do we think that he Jimmy Johnson'd him? That after what went down a few months ago, he went Jimmy Johnson on him and said, one thing I will not tolerate is disloyalty.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I'm being honest. When I was watching the America's Team documentary, I talked about this with Sean and RJ last week. Well, just Sean, because RJ was just leisurely hanging out in Michigan. But I had said that this doesn't feel like their previous negotiations. It sounds more like watching the America's Team documentary.
Yeah.
It sounds more like Jimmy. With this whole thing about disloyalty and are you with me? And they can talk about that ultimately they didn't think it was that big of a deal that he was on the training table. That upset a lot of people.
Yeah.
I know it did. And you got to remember that we just saw an America's team. This is a team that fired a coach because after two Super Bowls because of a toast. So, For them to suggest that there's no way that might play into some of their negative feelings or be a straw that broke the camel's back or somehow contribute to it, I think that did help things along a little bit in terms of changing their mind. But I was fascinated to hear Jerry basically say, hey, we considered this and kicked it around as a possibility of trading him all the way back to when we hired Brian Schottenheimer in January.
Bobby Belt joining us now. You were at the Star today. Again, I was in the same boat as you were. I was surprised that they started things off with Kenny Clark, but Jerry definitely had an agenda here. Were you surprised when he was asked, I think it was Clarence that asked him, hey, Jane Slater reported that you said, hey, play on your fifth year or leave, and Jerry was like, yeah, no, we did tell him that.
Yeah, I mean, I was surprised that, first off, he wanted to make sure he had the question exactly right.
Right.
Because he kept following up, and he wanted to make sure, what details there? He doesn't want to tip too much about their conversations, and that's
sure.
been something that he's historically done. But I was surprised that at the end of it, he had basically said, did I tell them that they're under a contract right now and they're going to play under that? Yes, I did. I was surprised that he was willing to put it there. But that also, I think, speaks to he was fed up by the point that they tried to reconcile. And that's what we've been trying to talk about for several weeks now, is that this had become really strained in a bad way. And it had markers that this is just what the Cowboys do type of negotiations have not had. And you saw the fruit from that today.
Bob, is there a chance that we can steal you for one more segment? You got a chance while you're headed home, or are you close to the house?
Yeah, I can. I'll have to hang up and tell my wife I'm heading home first, but I'll call you back there.
Okay. So what we're gonna do, Tolo, is we're gonna have Bobby stay on. We are still gonna do Tolo's on the telephone. We'll talk with Bobby about the stuff that he learned at the press conference. And about midway through, you guys can call in, ask Bobby, ask me, ask Fred, or just voice your opinion on the Micah Parsons trade. 877-881-1053. Get your calls in now. The phone line is already filling up. We're gonna have Bobby Bell along with the Fan After Dark taking your calls next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.